It is the radio segment that's bite is more pleasureful than its bark. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of the Ukraine. A 36-year-old guy named Lunkin Kirill came up with an elaborate scheme to steal some electronics last month. Okay. So he packed himself inside of a big wooden crate and had his friend ship him across the country.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Oh my God. That is dedication.
And when he was finally inside a delivery truck, he got out of his crate and started stealing stuff from other boxes.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He grabbed a laptop, an Apple Watch, and some other items, and then he resealed the boxes with tape that he'd brought along. But that's when Lunkin's genius plan fell apart, because he hadn't really figured out what to do with himself once he had all the stuff.
Oh,
go!
Yeah, that part.
Like, I'm going to get back in the box, but who's going to seal it?
Yeah, couldn't really reseal himself in the crate, so he just waited there until the delivery driver opened the back of the truck, and he tried to run away with as many items as he could, but the driver managed to grab him until the cops came, and in the end, he pleaded guilty to theft and got a 2-year suspended sentence.
Oh. Man, and I thought of everything.
Yep. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Pensacola, Florida. There's a 29-year-old woman named Crystal Emerson who woke up around 4 a.m. last weekend with some serious stomach pains.
Oof.
She figured she'd gotten food poisoning from the Chinese food that she ate the night before. But the pain was so debilitating that she wound up calling 911. The ambulance got there around 6:30 in the morning, and at 6:59, as they were driving to the hospital, she gave birth.
Oh my God!
Whoa.
Yep.
It is so crazy to me that this happened.
Yeah.
It turns out she was 37 weeks pregnant, but had no idea the stomach cramps she was having were actual labor pains.
Oh my God.
The doctor says it's crazy that she didn't realize she was pregnant, especially since she already had another kid, so she should have known what pregnancy symptoms felt like.
Yeah.
I don't know though. You're so busy with the first kid and you're working. Like
second
you don't have time to be
too busy
pregnant.
To know I'm pregnant.
I'm being serious. Like you don't have time to be pregnant the second time around. I can't imagine the third or the fourth.
Crystal says she didn't have much of a belly and she didn't have morning sickness and didn't feel any kicks or anything else like that, so she must have been pregnant. Because those are the only signs, I guess.
We doubt that, but I have a friend whose coworker gave birth, had no idea she was pregnant, and she swears up and down that the coworker is totally normal, totally stable, and like just a normal looking person.
It just blows my mind.
Yeah.
It blows my mind too, because pregnancy is like all encompassing when I was pregnant.
Well,
but
she says her and the new baby are doing fine, so.
God, I mean, what a shock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely shocking. Like,
yeah,
oh,
thank God, the baby's
all right.
Okay.
I'm going to have to get another job.
Yeah.
Babies are expensive.
Yes.
I'm going to have to name a kid and raise a kid. Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Benton County, Washington. A 36-year-old woman named Kelly Rolette did one of those online DNA tests from Ancestry.com last year, and there was a big surprise in her results. Hmm. Her father, dude's name is Howard Fowler, wasn't listed as her father. Instead, the test said her father was a man named Gerald Mortimer.
What?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So who's Jerry Mortimer?
Uh-oh, yeah. He's the milkman, isn't he?
Nope. It's the parents' fertility doctor.
My gosh, that
no
is
way.
So messed up.
It turns out that her parents were having trouble conceiving, so they went to Dr. Mortimer, and he suggested mixing Howard's swimmers with some others from a different donor who had a higher sperm count and kind of looked like Howard. But Dr. Mortimer didn't find a good donor, so he secretly provided the samples himself.
Oh, my God, bro.
Yeah.
Helping. I mean, you are, but you're not.
Now Kelly and her parents are suing Mortimer and the clinic where he works for medical negligence, battery, and fraud. They're seeking $75,000 in damages.
Yeah.
Imagine how many other
Because he's like, come to my fertility clinic. It's really successful. I can get anybody pregnant. I mean actually me.
Literally.
Could you imagine having to sue your own father?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. This next extra story is out of name country. The other day, we talked about a yearly contest that Deadspin.com puts on where they pit weird names from the news against other weird names from the news, March Madness style.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll give you an update. The regionals are going on this week, and there are some very interesting matchups.
Ooh.
In one battle, Dr. Pitt Derryberry is fighting hard against Making Love Petit Fard.
Oh, my goodness.
Then you have a very close match between ninth-ranked Sparkle Hater, who's a Canadian author.
Sparkle Hater?
Sparkle Hater.
That's a dope name.
Versus an eighth seed who is named Babacar Fatty.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Babacar Fatty?
Yeah, he was accused of a violent crime.
Uh-oh, sorry.
You also may remember Dr. Mega Panda.
Oh, Mega Panda. Yeah. How could we forget?
I know.
Was a 12 seed. Well, he has his hands full versus Shamoil Ship Chandler. And it's not looking good for Mega Panda.
I'm going to name my son Shamoil.
Yeah.
What's a good name? What's a strong name?
Other matchups include Blossom Albuquerque versus Obra Kernoodle the Fourth. Kernoodle the Fourth.
Wow.
It's a tough one. Last but not least, though, Reverend Dongo Pee-wee. He was a Liberian-Canadian pastor.
Oh, my God. He's a pastor?
Is facing off against Jempy Drucker. Who's a Luxembourgish cyclist.
Oh, yeah.
We'll keep you updated on the tournament's progress.
Man, makes you feel a lot better if you have a weird name.
Yeah, totally.
Like, oh, it's not that.
Yeah, like, well, man, I got out easy.
Yeah.
This next leisure story is out of the study of childhood. According to a new survey, 67% of adults say that they really miss their childhood.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the average person says the best age was 9.
Nine was a solid age.
Okay, what is that, like fourth, fifth grade?
We played so much Little League baseball.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I worked a lot.
You worked?
Yeah, I didn't have much of a childhood.
What
we all know that. So what was so great? Here are the top things people miss the most. Number 7, weekends with no errands or chores.
Cartoons only.
Number 6, eating candy and not gaining weight.
Oh my God.
Or even knowing what gaining weight meant.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
about that.
Literally, you had no idea.
Number 5, playgrounds.
Yeah.
Number 4, not having to work. Number 3, playing outside with friends until it got dark.
That is awesome.
That was the best.
Number 2, the summers.
Yes.
Yeah, just in general.
Oh my God.
Riding
and the
your
anticipation
bikes.
Of summer coming.
Yes.
And then summer lasting so long.
Yeah, months took years when you were 9.
And the number one best thing an adult says that they really miss from their childhood is school vacations.
What do you mean, like when you got like winter break?
Does that mean
and
like,
stuff?
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's like a trip, like when you go to the zoo and stuff.
I don't know.
With your class? Those are field trips.
That's a field trip, yeah.
So that's
maybe
a field trip.
Maybe like summer vacation.
Or maybe they only interviewed private school kids and these kids went to Europe with their school.
They were those kids.
And
that, like,
we didn't know what they're talking about.
When I was in second grade, we went to Paris for 3 weeks. This guy had a great childhood, too. He's been humping that shoe for a long time. Since I think he was 15 years old. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. Which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.